And I think to myself, my goodness, what the hell am I doing here? I didn't want to come here. My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
must say, after being here for 2 years and having the experience of the presidency, and there's no experience you can get that can possibly prepare you adequately for the presidency, I must say that I have a good deal of hope for the United States, just because I think that this country, which is, as I say, criticized itself and has criticized around the world 180 million people for 17 years, really more than that, for almost 20 years, have been the great means of defending first the world against the Nazi threat, and since then against the communist threat. And if it weren't for us, communists would be dominant in the world today, and because of us, we're in a strong position. Now, I think that's a pretty good record for a country with 6% of the world's population, which is very reluctant to take on these burdens. I think we ought to be rather pleased with ourselves as well.
Vietnam, we are finally bringing American men. By December 15, over 60,000 men have been withdrawn from South Vietnam, including 20% of all our contingent. Let me now turn to our program for the future. We have adopted a plan, which we have worked out in cooperation with the South Vietnamese, for the complete withdrawal of all U.S. combat ground forces and their replacement by South Vietnamese forces on an orderly scheduled timetable. I have not and do not intend to announce the timetable for our program. And there are obvious reasons for this decision, which I'm sure you will understand. One of these is the progress which can be or might be made in the Paris talks. An announcement of a fixed timetable for our withdrawal would completely remove any incentive for the enemy to negotiate an agreement. So tonight, we group, great silent majority, my fellow Americans, I ask for your support.
Since I felt like a child born of those two fathers. But be that as it may, those of us who did make it have an obligation to build again, to teach to others what we know, and to try with what's left of our lives to find a goodness and meaning to this life.
of you died. You know we have to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. See, war is not the answer. For all in love can conquer hate. No,
what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
In the prelude to the Gulf War, it was easy to think that Iraq had only just been invented, that there was nothing much to say about it as a country, that there was nothing much there to bomb. In fact, the history being arranged for us was played out in the land where all written history began. For whilst Europe was populated with Stone Age tribes, the people of Mesopotamia were living in towns, and those towns had libraries. The city of Babylon flourished for 2,000 years, changing hands as rival empires fought over trade routes, riches, land. It was here a legal code was written, that the strong might not oppress the weak. 20 centuries before the birth of Christ, these laws had distinguished justice from revenge. Centuries later, another great city was built, capital of the Arab Empire and its new religion, Islam. Rhymed poetry, geometry, our number system, all come from Baghdad. Here, in Europe's Dark Age, Arab scholars calculated the circumference of the earth. 6 centuries later, the church conceded it was not flat. The Crusades launched against Islam did not reach Baghdad. By the time the Europeans came, the Christian nations had colonized the globe. Who, the Africans asked, has not seen the simpering grey men with their flags? In World War I, the Ottoman Empire was defeated and the Allies moved in. With a League of Nations mandate, the region was divided between French and British rule. Palestine was declared a Jewish homeland. A line in the sand made Kuwait a state. But Kurdish dreams of nationhood were less convenient. Having promised self-rule, Britain occupied Iraq and stayed there. Resistance was discouraged with bombs and mustard gas. When independence finally came in 1932, power was handed to a puppet king. Western companies had just begun to export Iraq's oil.
Let you cross the map to Iraq. Another danger spot that Britain dealt with before it was too late.
Iraq, 1941. Saddam Hussein is 4, born into the cauldron of post-colonial rule. Iraq is still the prisoner of the West's will.
After World War II, Europe needed American loans to rebuild. A World Bank was founded, and the League of Nations replaced.
We, the people of the United Nations, determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, which twice in our lifetime has brought untold sorrow to mankind.
But the Security Council, controlled by the Allies, was deadlocked in superpower rivalries. Policy advisors set out Washington's goals.
We have about 60% of the world's wealth, but only 6.3% of its population. Our real task in this position is to devise a pattern of relationships which will permit us to maintain this disparity. We should cease to talk about such vague and unreal objectives as human rights, the raising of living standards, and democratization.
Thank you. You know, it's so beautiful. It's like the 4th of July. It's like a Christmas tree. It's like fireflies on a summer night. And I wish I could describe this to you better, but I can't talk very well right now, 'cause I've got this damn gas mask on. So I'm just gonna stick this microphone out the window, see if we can't hear a little better. Hello, California. What's the weather like out there now? And I only have one question. Did you ever really love me? Only when we danced. And it was so beautiful. It was like the 4th of July. It was like fireflies on a summer night.
These are the times that try men's souls.
I am sitting in a bunker in the middle of the desert. I am waiting at the border for the man to give the order. The order will come someday, and that day I will not argue. He is threatening the oil fields, so now we threaten him.
We're here for more than just the price of a gallon of gas.
Seen a beer since August, and the women in this country hide their faces and their bodies. And I think about the day when I was kissing you goodbye, and I'm pretending that I'm holding you instead of my M1. I opened up the paper, there's a story about country that's invaded by a madman I had never even heard of. Now I'm looking through my night scope and I'm feeling kind of funny, 'cause I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I duck my head. There's a sniper across the border looking over, does he see me? No, he doesn't really see me, 'cause it's several thousand meters. And I'm trying not to think about the price of Desert Storm, and while I know that we will win here, there'll be many people dead.
I'm hopeful that this fighting will not go on for long, and that casualties will be held to an absolute minimum.
Though the air war might continue, Saddam Hussein just isn't listening to the rain of mass destruction. I am waiting for their choice.
regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
That out of the horror of combat will come the recognition that no nation can stand against a world united, a world united, a world united, a world united. We will get on our way to a new record. Americans know power belongs in the hands of people.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied air forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak. Ground forces are not engaged.
I am certain our cause is just.
McAllen aghast.
And I am certain our cause is moral, loss of life. And I am certain our cause is right.
Big money, big money, big money.
A new world order.
Hear the president now.
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
We know why we're there. Oh. And I am certain of how it will end. Oh. We need to build a new enduring peace.
Oh. Brother, you lie.
Oh. Wild bombs going off.
Politics.
Again.
That's the latest on the combat situation from the Gulf.
Politics.
Again.
Are the demonstrators still there?
Again.
The illumination of 1,000 points of light.
I'm still skeptical.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
And I repeat this here tonight.
Get used to it, but you never get over it.
Who knows what's going to be next?
You may get used to it, but you never get over it.
Do what must be done.
What it is?
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you. Up to you.
Hear the president now.
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
I don't know.
The protesters are a tiny but vocal minority. The American overwhelmingly
supports
the President of the United States.
Brother, you lie.
Oh. There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine won't be prevented from working at all.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
You may get used to it, but you never get over it.
Who knows what's going to be next?
You may get used to it, but you never get over it.
Do what must be done.
What it is?
Peace.
It's up to you.
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 Let me tell you
what it is.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Afternoon. It gets kind of dark. Sun just set. There's these other young men standing on the corner. Nothing to do. Just hanging around. passing out the weapons to each other. Brass knuckles, pipes, chains, half of bricks, broken bottles, switchblades. Young man lands in jail for some crime he did not commit. 352 years hard labor in Angola prison. 352 years in hard labor. Sleepless nights between sugar cane and cotton. It's where he learns the ropes and pays with his soul for some crime he did not commit. We think we're safe at home with our bumper stickers saying, just say no. We give up a few freedoms here and there in the name of a squeaky clean America. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Screaming for blood and justice. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Screaming for blood and justice. They show us the faces of hatred over and over, a new one every week. Could be Manuel Noriega, could be the Ayatollah, any old scapegoat will do. The young man will be our sacrificial lamb. Pro-choice, no choice. We're sending our sons and daughters to this slaughter. Pro-choice, no choice. Slogans mean nothing to a young man facing 352 years hard labor in Angola for a crime he did not commit. It's freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. You can't stop running water. You can't kill the fire that burns inside. Don't deny our flesh and blood. And don't forsake our sons and daughters. Yeah, you can't stop running water. You can't kill the fire that burns inside. Don't deny our flesh and blood. Don't forsake our sons and daughters. It's freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. I think we all running, thinking that we can hide. I think we're running, trying to get away. But sooner or later we're gonna realize we're gonna meet up with the truth face to face.
Thank you. I think we all running, thinking that we can hide. I think we're running, trying to get away. But sooner or later we're gonna realize we're gonna meet up with the truth face to face. Yeah, you can't stop.
You can't stop.
Running water.
Running water.
You can't kill.
You can't kill.
The fire that burns inside.
Fire that burns inside.
Don't deny.
Don't deny.
Our flesh and blood.
Our flesh and blood.
Don't forsake.
Don't forsake.
Our sons and daughters. Freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. But sooner or later we're gonna realize we're gonna meet up with the truth face to face.
Shame on you.
Come on, yeah. find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit, reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.